Now the news. I'm Do Hongyu. Chinese President Xi Jinping has extended his greetings for the Chinese New Year.
On behalf of the Communist Party of China Central Committee and the State Council, I would like to extend festive greetings to everyone. We wish people throughout the country of all ethnic groups, compatriots in Hong Kong, Macau, and Taiwan, and overseas Chinese a Happy New Year.
The president also says China is ready to deliver a simple, safe, and splendid Winter Olympic Games and wished all athletes good performances in Beijing 2022. The chief executives of Hong Kong and Macau Special Administrative Regions are eyeing a new start in the Chinese Year of the Tiger. Carrie Lam says in her New Year message that the spirit of the tiger will help Hong Kong get through the COVID-19 pandemic and usher in a new era of prosperity. Macau chief executive Ho Yan-Sing pledged that the government will continue to promote the building of the Guangdong-Macau in-depth cooperation zone in Hongqin. China's Mars probe has extended festival greetings to the Chinese people with video footage taken above the red planet on the eve of the Chinese Lunar New Year. The video showed that all components of the orbiter are in good condition. As of Monday, Tianwen-1 has been working in orbit for 557 days at a distance of around 325 million kilometers from Earth. The Zhurong rover has been operating for 255 Martian days and has traveled over 1,500 meters on the surface of Mars. Representatives of the Economic Community of West African States have met with Burkina Faso's ousted president. The delegation didn't reveal where the meeting took place, but the head of the mission says Rochmar Kabore is in good health. The mission chief also says they've met with a military leader to discuss security and the political transition. The junta has announced that Lieutenant Colonel Polonghi Damiba will be the country's new president. Meanwhile, the African Union has suspended Burkina Faso from all its activities until constitutional order is restored. A United Nations spokesperson says while 90% of power is back on Tonga's main island, repairing the undersea cable linking the island nation to the outside world is taking longer than expected. The spokesman said the world body has provided satellite phones to government staff. He said UN teams based in Tonga and Fiji continue to support recovery efforts after the volcanic eruption and subsequent tsunami last month. China is sending its second batch of aid supplies to Tonga. China's defense ministry says its naval ships are departing from South China's Guangzhou. Weighing approximately 1,400 tons, the supplies include mobile homes, electricity generators, water pumps, water purifiers, food, and medical supplies. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he's tested positive for COVID-19. Trudeau says he's feeling fine and will continue to work remotely this week while following public health guidelines. He also urged people to get vaccinated or booster doses. Trudeau said last week that one of his children tested positive for the coronavirus. Mexico isn't normally associated with winter sports, but the country is placing high hopes on one young figure skater to make history in Beijing 2022. Alistair Bavistock reports.
Despite participating in most Winter Olympics since the 1980s, Mexico has never won a medal in the snow and ice-based events. But there's hope that will change at Beijing 2022 as the country sends the finest figure skater it has produced in a generation to China.
My name is Donovan Daniel Carrillo. I'm Mexican and I'm a figure skater. I want to bring my country's hopes to China.
The first Olympic figure skater to represent Mexico in 30 years, Donovan Carrillo's path to the podium has not been easy.
I've had to fight since the start against the generalization in Mexico that boys play football and girls take on more artistic sports. I was bullied as a result, and I suffered a lot because of it.
Regardless of whether he makes it onto the podium in Beijing, his mere presence at the Games reflects years of dedication.
Christian Eriksen will return to football 7 months after suffering a cardiac arrest, joining Premier League side Brentford on a six-month deal. The Danish player received life-saving treatment on the pitch during Denmark's 1-0 defeat to Finland at Euro 2020 and had an implantable cardioverter defibrillator fitted. Eriksen had been training in Switzerland and with his former club Ajax before he was cleared to play in England. And that's the news. I'm Do Hongyu.